Thank you. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. If you would have gone on to say this to another part of the body, the body, another part of the body, and it was not to you, and so this I'm telling you is real life story. Real, real. Real. That day, I lost confidence in my life. I lost confidence in what the Lord is doing and the man of God. If someone did not enter, they would have taken results and given the wrong person. You may cry and hold them and be crying that they are good. Crying that they have got them and they will come. They may even refer you to another place, you have another doctor with your name. You understand what I'm saying? Can you understand what I'm saying? And to this purpose thing, the purpose of what we're going to do, continuing in the series we've been coming, going through things that are many different times. What do we do? Our Father who art in heaven. We are coming to the last time. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know my two words, you know what you are doing for all of them. Who is your dream to me? You know my two words, you know what you are doing for all of them. That's what the devil planned out for himself. But what the devil did not realize is that this man, is the servant of the Most High God, and that his man will not continue. He supposed that this one is the child of God, the bride of Christ. Who knows how many other people they have done that kind of thing to? Who knows how many they have injected with one injection at the top end for them? Who knows how many people kidney and body and heart and liver and whatever else that they have complicated? Who knows what they are doing at the top end for them? And given injections that started to alive. What was wrong? And render it as normal. Who knows how many hundreds, thousands, millions of us are happening on the face of the earth? Because it is a different thing. Of course. And then it's happening. Reading from the earth is a very good thing. And happily trying to convince you that you are doing it. And I wonder if there's nothing is wrong with this. Okay. I wonder if there's nothing. But the advantage is what is to cash out this card. It's like, where is it? That's it, you see? You cannot go to the other side. Come on, come on. You can't go any back on the ground. You cannot go out. I'm sorry. In fact, I look at him. He is so young. Can he be a child? Sorry. If my God, who only told me a rule, had not been that young at the present age, in my words, just in time, I would have always lived in the middle, dropped the entire packet of medicine and homework, and go home and drink it. You may have not been doing well. Who knows how I'm not going to do it? You could be doing well for all of you. You don't want to do it today. You don't want to do it. What kind of people you want to do? What kind of people? What kind of people? Here I have a huge amount of people. For all who are here today with this one of these, but I want to say that it is the Lord. It is the Lord. Even when your faith is diagnosed already, it is the Lord. That the woman is wrong here, diagnosed, and wrong treatment. Even if you, the better thing that you have found out, it is the Lord. The
significa que corresponde a los otros ángeles que se llaman por hoy. Y con el camino van a venir, que el camino ya no tiene que ver, ni siquiera. Ya no tiene que ver. ¿Qué va a cumplir? La mejor palabra. This is how the subject lies in the opposite situation. Subject and subject. Simply put it as an opposite
situation. This is not what I meant to do. If the other identity
is not about
the other to the proper identity and everything to do together. And those of us that know what comes, those of us in everything, you know what comes and happens and comes in one thing. Suddenly, as soon as we hear someone say, immediately we come up with it. What is happening? Is there anyone here that can tell us what happened? Anyone else here that can tell us what happened? Nobody. If you're well trained in your life, you understand what was the problem. That is the reason when it is good and not to the Lord of the world. Simple. Meanwhile, the person of God has given for Jesus to cry for her friend and when he came out with Jesus. The person was sitting right outside the gate of Jesus. She saw her and her mother was very scared. She didn't come to Jesus. I knew that he talked to her. I didn't know what to do. I knew that he knew that he was human. So when you see a man sitting there, he was shaking. You know what to do? Shaking and praying. I just had my son in 2 minutes for me. I'm the father of me. Weeping. Can you make it up? If I continue to be under my life. Even the humble man can come to me with love. This is a very good example. Okay. You know, all of us. After putting in the air, they will find a screw in the air. Screw in the air. Screw in the air. Do you know what I mean? He will be made that decision for air. After the decision, the mother is using her arm. For the new decision. I'm not going to that. What will happen? The other man is telling me. And I said, the other man is telling me. Why? What will happen? Before air will get the other man was getting descended, more descended. What will happen? Stop! He continued. He said, continue. He will continue to tell them. You know, at the point of the job, continue to talk. To have him talk to him. I said, can we please take us to bring some of the left and the right? And then, I was convinced that this if I'm not here, I know that I'm going to be strong enough. By the time we integrated the government, remember that what the president is there, and the fact that the government is not looking for, is he was telling a lot of things, not even on the right, it is the president who is there, and just the same thing. This is it. What is the same thing? That means you have to let you have to say community. Not about the other people. You see,
So there's nobody that died in the middle of the house and you have already
Because the people are going to
that's what the people.
So that was all the time I said, that was the one that you don't know. What do you think I'm having this?
Before he was born,
para o qual você vai falar. A gente se sente. Então, para falar, volte para lá. A gente se sente. A gente se sente. Se você não viu, está se sentindo.
I'm here soon.
Huh?
It says like.
You have to of the problem of power, you don't care about it, you don't care about it.
Oh my.
I'm and I need you to remember me. I'm about to show you ready to go. Come on, my friend, this is what I'm going to do now. Before I'm done, I'm going to go. They had their own. They went to. So they were going. Finish the trip, run it all the way, into the pathway. They were going. So I'm going to go to this place and they used to see the water. The man, he thought, and this is the place. And the man keeps on. I got to find the location. There's a boy and fell from the water. But according to my father, I think young boy. He didn't speak our language anymore. Whatever my father did, I'm going to be short. He came away with something to do for now. This is a book to go and teach the truth in the heaven and bury it in the world. He said, you are in the world, you are in the world, and that's how it is. He said, you are in the world, you are in the world. Huh? Yes, that means very hard. You see, in our own time, very different results. After that, of course, did you buy a other man? Of course not. One day, he met up for an extra teacher. After that, bread for all kinds will come from the family of the house, even the brethren.
You are very, like you said, you can't do this, you can't do that.
So let us pray right now for him and you, your presence. Let us pray for this work on earth and on earth. The only thing that is going on in our past is what is our first, God has given us.
Turn on the car and she comes from the fire to drop my aim.
My duty.
She has turned on the car. That's the one. Yes!
I have said that for the first time, I have to do it. So it's all about me.
In the church.
Why can't I love you? Yes, you want to worship God. Why can't you want to worship God? And according to that, that is the first time you will say it, you have this position here, you have this power to see. See, Jesus himself has taught our punish. Yes, you do have this. Thank you. So how can I see for here and help you? And how did that fear? And to see the Lord of the Lord. And so, who do you let me do this? But I know it's only just the truth. It was so deep and weird. And I remember this year to come at the entrance of the hall, watching everything for me. And I know that that's how I'm going to talk to you about that. He just didn't mean that he was there watching the whole family. So when I come back, I'm going to trust him and go to you. But he took the problem and decided to call him in the room. Now that he was sure, what he was not crying and saying sorry, my mind was so beautiful to tell him the truth. Are you going to go around and tell everybody that Peter was going to talk to you? Did you go around to all the students to try to do? Did you go around to the church to say that you're talking to you? Did you go around to the wrong? Did you go and tell the teacher that you actually knew that you were very well? And this is a very shame on the teacher. This is very well. That you took a higher level from the time of the teacher. Did you go to college to go and tell them? That you actually make a new account and it's very important. And you told them that the teacher would have printed that was correct after all in what he told you. How? So I was not doing that and he was fine. But I told him that they were forget about the job. And he told it to my husband. I said, for all of us, there was a time that we had to say this word. Because the Lord will reveal this word and reveal this for our salvation. The Lord said that you are going to see. And that is this. All we have seen are going to see. The Lord said that you are going to see. And I thought it was going to want to see.
That something was meditating against her. And a relationship with God. When he followed a Christian world,
yes,
a Christian brother took her in the night to a tree. Then they went and did or gave her whatever they gave her from the water. And she took it to her house. And at the same time, was she going to church? I don't know how people live that kind of double life. But I'm not here to judge. My concern was how to solve it. So I simply asked her, okay, you said you're not going to confession. Would you like to go to confession? Yes, sister. Yes, sister. Oh, sister, help me. Help me. Oh, yes. Then she cried, no. Then she cried to see her boy again and said, yes, no. She bumped her head. Give her head. Somebody is dead, mom. I thought I'd be enough. Then we'll see. Traffic and drive, she didn't make up. You have to drive. So I referred her to the seminary, to one of the priests in the seminary, so to control, as I know the Lord. I said, go there. I said, I know that if she gets there, even though this, I mean, this is there, by myself, around me, I said, go to tell that priest that I sent you, and that she needs confession urgently. I said, tell him everything. Because it's important that he got the contract to God. That's what matters. God does not reveal things to his servants like me about people, if not for them to be saved. He didn't reveal it for her to be condemned. He did not reveal it to me for her to be sentenced. He revealed it so that her soul can be saved. So I have to focus on this, on my mission as God's servant. I referred her to a priest, and that was it. She remained forever grateful after. Then after everything, she now came back and begged for one more favor. That could I come to their house, to come and to their compound, to uproot the thing. That was now the next one. Please. She was begging, she was crying. Please, sister, come and approach it. I prayed about it, and what came to me is that the Lord revealed it for her salvation.
So, I have to bring my father's work to the end. As I was going, I took only a day and need to be there with me. And we went. Not the same day, of course, we prepared and we went. Getting there, she couldn't even identify the exact place where she could be. 20 years and she has forgotten. She just knew it was, according to her, somewhere, you know, big yard. She said to them, somewhere here. So somewhere here. Yeah? Yeah, look at that one. Somewhere here. And am I supposed to now be digging the whole yeah? Something you put that not as if it's one heavy rock. Somewhere here. How small was the thing? Then it has like this. So this is the somewhere here. Okay. I trusted in the Lord through something. We started praying. Began to pray. We began to pray. I beg God, let us know where this thing is. We began to pray. Began to pray. Began to pray. And we were praying, we were singing, we were praying, we were going, we were going, we marched around the whole compound. Even marched just the place we pointed to. Marched around the whole compound, praying, marched around praying. Almighty God is King. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said the Almighty God is what? As we prayed, thank and pray. We're thinking and praying. As soon as I got to one place, I did like this. I continued to pray. I went about the same place again. I stopped and I went back. And I said, it is here. The Lord my God said, it is here. The Lord my God said what? It is here. So I turned to her and I said, it is here. She said, I said, it is here. She said, you couldn't remember. She just moved. Somewhere around this place. Somewhere, you know that kind of thing. House for the poor man and children. 20 years. How that must have affected the entire family, only God knows. Her husband was at home and she was anxious that we should finish before the husband would come back from work. So we went into the main house. This house they live in. We started the prayer and the again. Hey! Come the lady. We opened one room that they call library. Hey, yeah, Judy Mello. Big black bird. Not in the light, not in the dream. No new program. Bird has flying. Black bird. They're shooting through the book crazy. Hit themselves on the wall. Hit this way, hit the wall. And before we knew where we were through the door that we opened, boom! Out of the door. We looked at each other. Me and Chelsea and Father. We looked at ourselves. We turned the water and followed them. We followed them. Holy water over the place. And that is how they exited the house. And she said thereafter that they never came back here. Again. They could not sleep this day.
and we went away. Where am I going? Christian
brother.
Christian what?
Brother.
In the church where you went to seek God, the devil plans again. I'm back to my prayer and our point for today. The last part of the series we've been coming through, remember? For the past more than a month or 5 weeks now, we've been talking about what? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We are on that last one, deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. People of God, know it, that prayer for deliverance from evil should be very, very serious on our minds. Because many times when we say the Lord's Prayer, we don't say, you are not even thinking of what it means to be delivered from evil. That's evil. And we are at the avenues from which the evil can enter, can come in. We are trying to deliver from evil. And you vigilant to know when the evil is on the way, or when the devil is sending an agent to he's sending an agent of himself, the evil one, to come and meet you and fight you face to face, or to lead you astray, or lead you into temptation, or land you where you should not be. Because you are thinking many kinds of evil in terms of what? What do you normally think of when you pray, deliver us from evil, people? What are you looking at? You are thinking of what? You are thinking of ambulance, and what again?
Accident.
You are thinking of accident, and what again?
Kidnappers,
and what again? What again are you thinking of? Attacks, and what?
Death.
That is. Okay, sickness that you don't know the origin, you are thinking of that. Yes, all those ones are evil, and you don't want to, you know, you are begging God to deliver us from evil. But I'm telling you that there are other evils in areas unexpected. All kinds. And the evil one can come at you. Not even seeking just your life, physical life. If you talk about evil in terms of sickness that you don't want, or sickness,
if you are thinking in terms of sickness, as you said, that you don't know the origin, that is physical. Not physical. If you are thinking of death as evil, remember that death for mankind is universal. Nobody knows that. Yesterday, we went to Delhi to compassion. We died at 82. Is that evil? He lived a good life and he has to go to his father in heaven. So, it's not every time that death is evil. So, sometimes the things you look as evil may not even be evil. But let me tell you the real evil that it is perfect. Is this type of Christian brother that takes you to the place you took that woman? Because if you know why that is evil, that's what will lead you into everlasting death. Everlasting death. Everlasting death. The thing that jeopardizes your soul, whatever removes your eternal life from being in heaven, is the worst evil. The worst evil. It's not even sickness. It's not death.
The most evil is that thing that is separated from God. Agreed or not?
Yeah.
The greatest evil that can befall any human being is anything that can separate you from God. Like the one that Christian brother did, that took this woman. This was saying, I will help you. Let's go together. Let us fast. Let me take it to a reverend father or reverend sister who will pray for me. He took her through a pathway in the night to a stream or river. She said they came to place. Today it was night. She said there was water, sir. They ended there, there was water. And they stopped at the bank. At the bank of the water. And the man said, you wait here. And he went further down to speak to whoever he was going to speak to in the place. She only heard the voice. She never saw who the man was talking to. That is evil! That is real, real evil. You wonder what a man like that is doing inside the capital and calls himself a brother. Not a reverend brother. You know how people call each other brother, sister, in the church. Or when you go to all these your movements that you go to. Come on, Uba, I know who is. Come on, Uba, I know who is. Kọlọ́mbà lọ́wọ́ ta búburú. Kọlọ́mbà lọ́wọ́ ọ̀rẹ́ èsì. You can't save up from making friends to the devil without knowing that the friend is a devil. That was how she would have lost her salvation. If not the God Almighty who loved her and brought her for prayer, that was it. And then, even when she came for prayer, because she had forgotten what happened to her before, she didn't even mention it. We just did certain to prayer, even in the night, 2 a.m., everything came up. The Lord revealed it to me. That was the journey of her salvation. That woman would have died, so sure she was doing all her good works in the church. Because she continued to run around God's affairs. But that one was against her in her book of life. And she thought, since it was many years ago, and she's been serving God, and that was automatically wiped out. No. They don't get automatically wiped out like that. No. Some things don't get wiped out. That is why many souls are in hellfire today. And so many more are in purgatory. For things unatoned for. They were doing all the good, but maybe there were things they should have confessed and atoned for. They did not do so. It separates the person from God. At the hour of death, it is revealed. And they're like, that was long ago. If you had died, maybe that's really answers to guilt in that day. That was long ago, 20 years ago. Do you think that one is still there? I said, in the hour of God, everything is in the present. For God, there is no past tense. Because in heaven, there is no yesterday. It's only when there is yesterday that you talk about something has passed. When there is no yesterday, how can it pass? Everything is in the now. Eternity is ever present. No yesterday, because there is no night. Do you all understand what I'm saying? Does it make sense? Why in heaven there is no yesterday? Do you know why?
Yes.
Because?
God exists in eternal now.
He exists in eternal now. And why is it eternal now? Who knows?
Because the past, the present, and the future is before him.
Yes, you are saying the past, the present. But there is no past. There is no past in heaven. Try again. They don't have night. Not that they don't have their night. There is no
night.
There is no night. there is no night. It never goes dark in heaven. They don't sleep. Hello? They don't sleep in heaven. God does not sleep. Angels don't sleep. The saints don't sleep. Because there is no night. Hello? And in any case, they don't get tired in heaven. We sleep because we are tired. Nobody gets tired in heaven. Nothing like tiredness, no fatigue. And even if you are not tired, you say, it is night, let me sleep. In heaven there is no night, no darkness. It's everlasting light. God dwells in what? Everlasting light. And they don't get tired. So they don't sleep. So it is when people sleep, there's night. Remember Genesis? What did Genesis say? Evening came and morning came the first day. So they won. Then God did this and that and that. He created this, created that. Then Genesis says again. Then evening came and morning came the second day. So it's because you have counted the 1 day 2, 360 what? 365 days. Then you say 1 year has passed. You start again, 1 day 2. But in heaven, there is no evening. So you don't know whether it is 1 or
day 2.
So if there is no 1 day 2, there is no yesterday. There is no tomorrow. And there is no 365 days to make 1 year. So God doesn't know that in heaven nobody counts 20 years. And nobody counts. So whatever you have done that is good, it is recorded in the present. Whatever you do that is bad, it is there, ever present in God's sight as now. So when the woman was saying, that's 20 years ago. For her, you have counted years. In the eye of God, present tense. As you call your cool when you do confession. As he will not be happy. Except to wipe it out with what? Confession. Confess your sins, says the Bible to one another. Be forgiven. Wipe it out with remorse, confession, contrition, atonement, amendment, and it is gone. It no longer shows. Deliver us from all evil. The worst evil, as I was saying, is that evil that separates a soul from God the Creator. The evil that can prevent you from going back to where you came from. From going back home. Heaven is home. We all came from heaven. We are citizens of heaven. Where you come from is your hometown. Am I correct?
Yes.
Our real hometown is anyway, is heaven. Our true hometown is heaven. What prevents you from ever going back to your hometown? That thing is very serious, isn't it?
Yes.
That is the real evil. Anybody, not just thing, it is a human being that misleads you so that you cannot go to heaven, go back home. When your journey on earth is finished, know the person has done you the worst evil. So when we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Please, pray. And be vigilant. Shine your eyes for the worst of all evils, which is that thing that will prevent you from going back to heaven at the end of life. Shine your eyes and watch out for those things, situations, circumstances that will make you die in sin. Or die guilty of losing faith in God because you went to worship a false God. Or to join a society that will lead your soul to hell. Or a group. Or you go and make friends with people that will mislead you. And you end up losing heaven. That is the worst that can happen to a person in life. Because any other thing can be forgiven. But when you lose heaven, with what can you buy your soul? With what can you buy your soul? I get a PhD. I get a Shara. I get a Mura. Shine your eyes. Shine your ears. Never give your ears to the devil. The day that man said to that woman, I will take you somewhere. And your son will be well. That woman gave her ears to the devil. And the Lord has told me several times in this message of here. My joy, do not give your ears to the devil. I used to wonder the name. But I have understood it. Do not give your ears to the devil. There are many ways of giving your ears to the devil. I have somebody who will mislead you, like this one that I told you about. Or you can give your ears to the devil by listening to discouraging remarks. Because by the time you discourage you in tribulation or in difficult moments, without any other reasons that are true, you will lose faith in God. You will lose hope in God. And once you lose faith in God, finish. You are done. To lose faith in God is to lose faith in heaven. You not just lose faith, but lose hope that tomorrow can be better. By giving them the devil, they make you to be the devil who sent his agents to talk and talk and talk, telling all the bad things around you, why it is bad, and blah, blah, blah. You go to your room, you are crying, feeling that hope is lost. I have seen people committing suicide because they lost hope. You despair. You despair. In life, you despair in God, you despair in all around you. Say, nobody loves me, nobody cares, the world is upside down, nothing good can come out of life. Even you say yourself, even your own life is useless, you can never do well, then the next thing is what are you living for? Help my God! Help him! And you have to know that when you die, you are not going to heaven because you killed yourself. We all know that anybody who kills himself cannot get to God. Do you know that?
Yes.
So, you die from it. Double death. You kill yourself here, and when you die, no eternal life. You lose the second life. It is eternity. So the person dies double death. And that's the worst that can happen. If somebody kills you, they spoke of eternal life. Am I correct? Because you know that life continues. When you kill yourself, you are dying first. You die here, and you die forever. Look at the kind of evil if you get evil to deliver us from evil. Because we are trying to take away evil, we think evil is just this, rubber, this, that, all this. I am taking you into a different dimension of evil today for what the Bible will think about. We need to look at the word evil from a different dimension, a spiritual dimension. Deliver us from all evil. Yes, if you pray to deliver us from physical evil, we don't want the physical evil that is all over the world, moving around. At the same time,
is not for the spiritual evil either, because that could be more dangerous than the physical evil. So from all that is evil, good Lord. From all that is evil, now, we take a step further, having said all that. Now that you have understood that evil can be what? Yes, that's the main point. Evil can be spiritual, it can be physical. So when you are praying the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, etc., deliver us from evil, bear in mind two kinds of evil. Physical evil, spiritual evil. You can call it temporal evil and spiritual evil. Temporal, the one that is only in this world. Then remember the spiritual. Because even the temporal evil, we pass away. And you may have to try to survive it so long as you go to heaven. But the more brutal one is the spiritual evil. He takes everything from you. Because like I always say, whatever takes God from you has taken everything from you. What do I say?
Whatever takes God from you has taken everything from you.
Yes. And whoever removes God from you has removed him from your life. Say, yes. That was why he was made a statement in the Bible. He said, who are here those? Who after they have killed the what? The body cannot do any more than that. So I tell you who to share. Share the word. Who after they have killed the body has the power to send you to hell? That's the one thing. Because that is the word. What separates you from God that lands your soul in hell is what? That the one who kills you physically. The Lord deliver us from all evil.
Amen.
Then, still on the last prayer, I want us to look at Ezekiel chapter 20. Because I've been talking about the legal ones from all people, but we have not talked about what?
Legal, nothing to think.
Yeah?
Legal, nothing to think.
Exactly. We've not talked about legal, nothing to think. So let's look at something. And this time around, what I'm going to do?
No.
You are going to be the ones to discuss this. So turn your eyes and believe it and open your heart. And after reading, tell me how it is related to lead us not into temptation. So it's going to be a little class. And let's do that within 15 minutes. So we can round up. Everybody, you ready?
You
say, I'm quoting your opinion straight up. What are you doing for? Deliver us.
Lead us not
into temptation. Okay.
Ezekiel
chapter 20
from verse 1. A summary of Israel's infidelity.
It's a very long one. Can somebody else get ready to join her?
It happened on the 10th day of the 6th month of the 7th year. Some men from among the elders of Israel came to consult the Lord and stand in front of me. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the elders of Israel, this is not the word of the Lord God. Do you come to consult me? As I live, I will not be consulted by you, says the Lord. Will you judge them, Son of man? Will you judge them? Let them know about you the sensible practices of their fathers. Say to them, the Lord God says this, the day I chose Israel, I committed myself to the descendants of Jacob with an oath. I revealed myself to them in the land of Egypt, and I swore to them, I am the Lord your God. On that day, I swore to them that I will take them out of Egypt to a country I have explored for them, a land flowing with milk and honey, the most splendid of all lands. I said to them, let each one get the most something that attracts him. Do not despise yourself with the idols of evil. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me and would not listen. None of them rejected the most something that attracted them. None abandoned the filthy idols of evil. I then thought of pouring out my feelings on them, exhausting my anger against them in the land of Egypt. But for the sake of my name, I relented, lest it be proclaimed in the sight of the nations where they live. Who the Abishan has seen how I revealed myself to the Israelites in bringing them out of Egypt. So, I brought them out of Egypt and led them to the desert. I gave them my decree and made my laws known to them, by whom of God they shall live. I also gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between us, letting them know that I am the Lord who makes them holy. But Israel rebelled against me in the desert. They did not follow my decree. They despised my law, by whose of God they shall live. They so profaned my Sabbath that in my fury I thought of destroying them in the desert. But again, I relented for the sake of my name. Yes, it be proclaimed, and the sight of the nations who saw me bring them out. However, I swore to them in the desert that I will not bring them to the land flowing with milk and honey, that I have given them the most splendid of all lands, because they have defied my law and have not observed my decrees. They have profaned my Sabbath, and their hearts went after their idols. But I had pity on them, and did not destroy them. I did not do away with them in the desert. I said to their children in the desert, do not follow the example of your ancestors. Do not see their practices, and do not defy yourself with their idols. I am the Lord, your God. Observe my decrees and follow my words. Keep my Sabbath holy and let them be a sign between me and you, so that you will know that I am the Lord your God. But their children too rebelled against me. They did not follow my decrees or observe my laws. They did not carry out this law, by whose observance everyone can live. They proclaimed my Sabbath, and I thought of pouring out my fury on them, and exerting my anger against them in the desert. But once more I held back my hand, lest my name be proclaimed in the eyes of the nations that have seen me bring them up. However, I swore to them in favor that I will scatter them among the nations and disperse them in foreign countries, because they have not obeyed my laws, but have rejected my laws and profaned my Sabbath, and have mutilated the idols of the land of their ancestors. Therefore, I gave them statues that were not good, and laws they could not live by. I let them defy themselves by their own gifts, making them offer by fire all their firstborn, in order to fill them with horror, so that they might know that I am the Lord.
Therefore, I want us to reach. So, go back to 22.
But, once more, I gave back my hand, lest my name be profaned in the eyes of the nations that have seen me bring them out. However, I swore to them in favor that I would scatter them among the nations and disperse them in foreign countries, because they have not obeyed my law, but have rejected my law and profaned my Sabbath, and have mutilated the idols of their ancestors. Therefore, I gave them titles that were not good, and laws they could not live by. I let them defy themselves by their own gifts, making them offer by fire all their firstborn, in order to fill them with horror, so that they might know that I am the Lord.
He is the Lord. Stop. Wonder. Drop your point. Sharp. Our topic is what? Lead us not into temptation.
Because do Sabbath. People come out for me. What do you know about that? They were Jewish.
Thank you. Thank you. the Lord is able to provide for the needs of the patient. Now of his Lord is given to the patient, now of his Lord is given to the patient.
I want God to know to do that for me. What
suffering again, the same are and if you take that and remain there, you will not pray. This is what we have done, and we will not pray.
Amen.
And when you're taking that and you're not there, then you're making preparations and making your feelings, and you're practicing the things of children, trying to accept me, you're working so hard and money is not for me, you're tired. By the time you wake up, you have a problem that you put your life in the body and you put the same body. And you say, how far will you go? Pray that the next one will show you the first time. You say, pray that the next one will show you the first time. So when you put the very good and your best of faith and your best of faith, and you say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, to understand and to obey.
Ah, And the book is a serious thing for society. It is a very good thing for society. Society is a very good thing for society. And it's not a good thing for society. And there's a good thing for
society.
You are a good thing for society. Because we are a good thing for society. And we are a good thing for society. And we are a good thing for society. So the time we need to keep, and we can make a picture. One more
year.
One time. That's what we're going to do. Look at me, and I'm going to do that for a moment. I'm going to do that for a moment. No, it won't work. I'm going to do that for a moment. I'm going to do that for a moment. We have to do that. 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 We have I'm not to do it. There's no shame in me. I thought you'd be one for a woman. There is no shame in me.
Deliver us from the spirit of death and failure.
Deliver us from everything that is evil.
Save us from
everything that is evil.
Save us from
everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is evil.
Save us from everything that is Amen. Oh, Thank you. Thank you.